Today is May 27, 2022. This is the initial evaluation for Carlos Ernesto Martinez Millán, the age 81 years old. He is a man. The DOB 04-2028-1941. The vital sign, the height is 5'6". The weight is 86 kilograms. Blood pressure 122/75, the pulse 73, the respiration 94, temperature 97.52. The reason for the visit is pain, tenderness, limited run over the neck, middle back, lower back, right shoulder, right humerus, right elbow, right femur, and right knee. The injury cause is the auto accident. The history of the present heel, the patient was driving and he was using the seatbelt. And description of the accident, the patient is 81 years old man, who according to the patient, he was involved in the motor vehicle accident. While the patient vehicle was in motion, the other car did not respect the red line and hit her car, and he was destroyed in the rear end. See the police report. See the police report for full detail. The patient sustained multiple injuries over the neck, middle back, lower back, right shoulder, right humerus, right elbow, right femur, right knee. The patient denied loss of the conscience. The patient denied going to the hospital. No fire rescue arrived. No airbag was deployed. The patient was ambulated after the accident. In the past medical history, the only toxic habit is drink coffee. No alcohol, no smoking, no drugs. The medication, he took the metformin, atorvastatin, and losartan. The no allergy, no surgery. The disease, the patient has hypertension, diabetes, and has a heart disease. And the family history, the mother is deceased, the father is deceased. And the physical examination, the head is no visible hematoma, no laceration, no bruise. He complained the headache and dizziness at time. The LOC is no. The ENT is perra. The thorax expansion is painful. The lung is clear, no wheezy, no rail. The heart is the sign of rhythm, no murmur, no gallop. The rib case is normal. The abdomen is soft, no tendencies, no mass. And the upper extremity, right shoulder, adduction, abduction, internal and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasm of the muscles, and discomfort. And the right elbow, adduction, abduction, internal and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasm of the muscles, and discomfort. The right humeral, adduction, abduction, internal and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasm of the muscles, and discomfort. In the lower extremity, the right femur, adduction, abduction, internal and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasm of the muscles, and discomfort. And the right knee, adduction, abduction, internal and external rotation, flexion and extension, he has pain, tendency, limited run, spasm of the muscles, and discomfort. The neurology is symmetrical, normal. The rumble is negative, Babinski is negative, cranial pair is normal, cognitive function is normal, the gait is normal, the pain scale is 9-10. We ordered the MRI for cervical spine. That the cervical spine MRI without contrast. Therapy 5 times per week for 3 weeks. Therapies hot and cold pad, intestinal tract, Extraction, Vidosan, Paraffin Bass, Electric Stimulation, Therapeutic Ultrasound, Therapeutic SSI, Neuromuscular Reeducation, Gait Training, Passive Stretching, Kinetic Therapy, and ROM. The treatment we ordered the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs as ibuprofen is 100 mg, one tablet daily, and Flexeril as a muscle relaxer, 10 mg, one tablet at bedtime. The recommendation increase the fluid intake and increase the viral message. The education, the patient was instructed and consulted. The patient was recommended to return to the clinic in 3 weeks. The discussion with the patient, the goal and the improve, the time taken with the patient was 45 minutes.